It's the WP Minute. This episode is brought to you by Mindsize. If you're looking for WooCommerce support, check out their monthly plans at mindsize.com. You know how it goes. Everything I mention here will be linked up in the newsletter and the blog post. Check out the WPMinute.com for the links. In the news, was Gravatar hacked or not? It depends on what you have read or what your definition of hacked is, I suppose. The password breach monitoring service Have I Been Pwned alerted users to a large-scale data leak by Gravatar, an add-on service for user profiles owned by Automattic. In October 2020, a security researcher published a technique for scraping large volumes of data from Gravatar, the service for providing globally unique avatars Have I Been Pwned warned. This technique allowed the details of just under 114 million users to get into hackers' hands. Sarah Gooding over at WP Tavern wrote that Automattic said they were not hacked. The Gravatar service gives you control over what you want to share online through their API. So this information can be made public and somebody can scrape that data and use it nefariously. Jeff Chandler pointed out that this has been an issue since 2009 and shared the information from developer.it. Security researchers and privacy advocates have warned about privacy attacks on Gravatar for years. Gravatar did not send out notices about the breach and left it to the user to accept the risk or use something other than Gravatar. WordPress updates. There is a new directory for full site editing block themes. Check that link out in the description. Over on make.wordpress.org, during the run up to the release of 5.9, developers should note that the directory names for templates and template parts are being changed. With the release of 5.9, these will instead be templates and parts. It's pretty straightforward. Events. Ellen Bauer will be sharing a Twitter space with Justin Mahanyala discussing freelance opportunities for developers, designers, writers, and marketers in the WordPress ecosystem. They will share advice and tips on how to get started. DM any questions you want them to talk about Friday, December 10th, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. UTC. From our contributors and producers, would you like to see where WordPress is headed in 2022? Brian Francoeur shared his insights on the Convessio website. WordPress has grown to be the leading CMS with 76% of the market share. Over on SpeccyBoy, Eric Karkovec covers the predictions for 2022 web designers. You can get a great chuckle out of the AMP and Meta predictions. Eric does not expect to slow down in WordPress for 2022. Thank goodness. Nigel Bahadur shared that Cloudflare is developing an example feature-complete SaaS application that will be built entirely on the Cloudflare stack. It is and will continue to be completely free, open source on GitHub, and developed in public. Today, you can find the project on GitHub and inspect the work that's already been completed. Want to join the WordPress-wide movement of giving this holiday season? Hashtag WP Gives a Hand is a charity fundraiser that makes donations on special events from all over the world. This movement was proudly created by friends from all across the WordPress community and from the team behind Visual Composer. Not WordPress related, but still very interesting. Over at NPR, there is a new tool called Dex after Rolodex. The tool is attached to NPR's content management system and will allow journalists to produce stories and shows that more accurately reflect its audience, the public. Journalists can track demographic of their sources in real time. Coming up next, Sam Munoz on your Simplified Business Minute.
Hello there, this is Sam Munoz, co-host of the Making Website Magic podcast with your Simplified Business Minute. This practical business tip will ensure that you can confidently price your services and create a reasonable availability schedule. Track your time. Until you have a close approximation for how much time a project takes you, it's extremely difficult to price your work appropriately or create a realistic availability schedule. So for example, it might feel like it takes only 10 hours to build a website, but there are all these other things, right? Admin, client calls, revisions, image optimization, the list goes on and on. It's truly eye-opening to track your time and see exactly how much time is spent in each area, and I can only almost guarantee that you'll want to raise your prices, and you can easily justify it to anyone that questions them. To make this really actionable, don't just guess. Use a free tool like Toggle, T-O-G-G-L, to track your time studiously, and go get started on that right now, today. For more tips, mindset shifts, and discussions about the business side of web design and development, check out the Making Website Magic podcast on any of your favorite podcast players.
Next up, Hawa Abashaya from the Make training team on your 1 minute of learning WordPress.
Hello, it's Hawa Abashaya from the Make training team, and here is your first Learn WordPress minute. Learn WordPress is a learning resource for anyone who wants to learn how to use, build for, and contribute to WordPress. It is an open source platform built by the community that offers a range of materials and opportunities for you to use at your own pace and time. On Learn WordPress, you will find workshops, social learning spaces, lesson plans, and courses. Workshops are practical on-demand videos that show viewers what they can do with WordPress. Social learning spaces are for workshop viewers and offer the opportunity to meet with other participants to discuss the workshop content. Lesson plans are guides for facilitators to use while presenting at events or within educational environments. Courses and series of courses focus on defined learning outcomes. The Make training team wrangles all the content on Learn. We connect WordPress Make teams, business owners, professionals, and individual users with ways to navigate their journey through WordPress the software and WordPress the open source project. Visit learn.wordpress.org for more information and come join the Make training team if you want to help shape Learn.
Thanks to all of the members who shared their links today. Jeff Chandler, Birgit Pauli Hack, Eric Karkovac, Michelle Frechette, Nigel Beharder. You can buy me a coffee to support the show or join as a member for $79 for the year to get access to the private Discord server, become part of our merry band of WordPress newsies, and get involved in the weekly WordPress news, just like everyone else I mentioned above. That's it for today's episode. If you enjoyed it, please share it on social media, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Podchaser. Don't forget to tell your friends how cool this episode was and jump on the mailing list at thewpminute.com.